Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Luli Nishmasara Malkabas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Pesachim. We're going to close out the fourth parak today with Mishnayos Ches and Tes. Shisha Dvarim Asu Anshe Yericho. There were six things that the people of Yericho did. Al Shlosha Michu Biyadim, Al Shlosha Lo Michu Biyadim. For three things, the Chachamim held against them and protested. And for three, they did not. Once upon a time, protests were for positive things, right? The first three things were, there were three things that they didn't protest. The first one has to do with Erev Pesach. They said that you can graft date palms the entire day of Erev Pesach, even after Chatzos Hayom, because it is a davar ha'aved. It's a potential loss on Erev Pesach. And so the people of Yericho, they said if they didn't graft it at the right time, it would be a loss. And so therefore, that was it was a situation. Now, the Chachamim felt it wasn't a case of a davar aved, but they didn't protest because there was a basis for what they were doing. Right? Markivin dekalam kolayom. V'karcha nesa shema. They would push the first two psukim of shema together without saying baruch shem kvod malchus sol olam voed. We instituted that situation. However, the Chachamim didn't protest because although they said you should say Baruch Shem, you are actually yotze the mitzvah of Kriyashma if you don't say Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso Liolam Va'ed. The Mishnah also says the third thing that they did was the Kotzim Gochin Lefnei Omer, they would also reap the new crop and stack it up before the Karban HaOmer was brought, even though the Chachamim were concerned that people might come to eat Chadash, which is Asim Midaraisa. And the Chachamim said you can't even stack it up in the field in that situation. But the people of Yericho didn't listen to the law, and the Chachamim didn't stop them because the chances of people from eating Chadash, for eating Chadash is so small, and so therefore, lo michu biyadam, they didn't stop them. Be'elu shemichu biyadam, but there were three practices where they did protest. Matirin gamzio shel hektash, they said you could take new growths of trees that belong to the hektash treasury, because they said me'ila applies only to the tree at the time of the hektash. And the Chacham said, what are you talking about? That which comes from the tree is like the tree, and so therefore, even if it's after the time of hektash, it's a yotzi min hektash, and me'ila would apply to that as well. Similarly, ve'ocha mitachas ha'nesharim b'Shabbos, they used to eat the fallen fruit on Shabbos because they said it was okay. And they said maybe it fell off the tree before Shabbos. And the Chachamim said if it fell off on Shabbos, it's muksa, it's nolad. And they also, they would give payah from Yerek, even though payah doesn't apply to Yerek, they would give it over to the poor. Of course, the Chachamim said, yeah, but you're doing that, but you're taking away from the Levi, because you're not going to separate Miser on that stuff. And that is a problem, and for that, they protested them. The wonderful King Chizkiyahu HaMelech did six things. Three of them the Chachamim were agreed to, and three of them they did not. Right? The first three things that they agreed to, when his father died, they put him on a bed of ropes. They didn't let him be carried in a proper burial bier because they wanted to show that the disgrace should serve as a certain atonement because his father, King Achaz, was not a good individual. And they said that was the right thing to do. He crushed the copper nachash that Moshe Rabbeinu made because the people were using it as avodah zarah. And the Chachamim said, Taka, it's a good thing. And Gana Sefer Refuos, he hid the book of Refuos, and the Chachamim agreed. There were also three things that they didn't agree to. He cut down the doors of the Heichal and sent it to the king of Ashur as a payment for a tribute and did not rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they didn't agree. He stuffed up the waters of the upper Gichon so that the Assyrian army coming to see Jerusalem wouldn't have drinking water. And the Chachamim said, you should add bitachon in Hashem the way that he promised. And so, in such a situation, you should have had the bitachon. And also, Iber Nisan b'Nisan, he decided to make an Iber Yor once Nisan had already started. Below Hodulo, the Chachamim said, that is also an improper thing. What you did was incorrect. And that was a source of great challenge to him. And that is where he disagreed with the Chacham. The Chachamim protested that which he did. Okay, we'll stop here, Be'ezus Hashem. We'll start the second half of Pesachim, the idea of the Karban Pesach and the rules that apply when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.